so many aspects of our lives are impacted by the coronavirus, some you may not even really have thought about. This is Lisa Berry, and I'm joined now by our WEMU General Manager, Molly Motherwell, here to make an announcement about our upcoming spring fundraiser. Hi, Molly.
Hello. We were supposed to start fundraising on air a week from today, and we've decided to postpone that indefinitely for a few reasons. The first is the safety of our staff, our team, the volunteers that come in to answer phones, the studio guests that come in to talk about fundraising, but also, you know, fundraising interrupts core programming, and we're in the midst of a global crisis right now, and that means core programming is going to interrupt fundraising. There's absolutely critical information that needs to get out to the community, and to cover that up with fundraising, to distract with the fundraising message, that's not why we exist. We're here to provide a public service, and you trust this public service, and you expect us to deliver it. So right now, it would not be in anyone's best interest for us to interrupt big chunks of programming with fundraising messages. That doesn't mean the need has gone away.
Right. I was thinking,
what need has not gone away, and we will have some messaging that will not interrupt programming, just reminding you that this is what you pay for when you support public broadcasting. This is where those resources go to bringing you critical coverage in really unprecedented times.
I've been thinking about that. We've all been in the news department working really, really hard.
Really, really hard, and we appreciate it.
What to be present calm information and facts. I have an interview coming up in just about 2 minutes from now with a nursing operations director at Eastern Michigan University. Separating fear from the facts, because a lot of people are feeling fear right now.
And there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of panic, and it's mostly because there's so much that's not known still.
And that's what we talk about when we have these fundraisers, how much we care about the community and how hard we're working to keep you informed. So instead of having our spring fundraiser a week from today, we're proving to you what we're putting our money, putting our mouth where our money is. I don't know. How does that work? We're doing what we
like
talk
that.
About
well,
a lot.
We are upholding our mission of service to the community, public service to the community. And it was a hard decision to make because we count on this money. We need this revenue. It's not as though that need has suddenly vanished. But sometimes you have to make those tough decisions. And again, we bring a lot of people to campus during our pledge drives. And with the safety of our team that's here working for you, the campus is pretty much shut down, but WEMU isn't. We are here on the job. But bringing people into our facility, phone volunteers, studio guests, we need to make sure that everybody is in the safest possible space. And putting people in close proximity just doesn't make sense right now.
Will there be a way for people to contribute if they still feel that spring fundraising urge on their own?
Well, there's always a way, and that's by going online to WEMU.org. But just think about it. I think there's going to be a lot more listening because we're not going anywhere.
Right.
We're all staying home. And when you think about, I'm going to tune into WEMU and I'm going to get the best and most timely information. And by the way, we are creating a landing page at our website that has all of the information in one spot. We are working on that right now. We hope to have that live tomorrow. But when you're listening and when you're reassured because WEMU is here, and maybe you're taking a break from everything by listening to the music or you're tuning in for the updated news, remember it's your financial support that makes it possible. So while we will not be interrupting programming, our need for the funds still exists, and you can always give at WEMU.org.